Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friend. So today we are reading a story called I Love You, Baby Burrito. And this story was written and illustrated by Angela Dominguez. And the first thing you see when you look at this book is there is a baby, and the baby is shaped like a burrito. Mm-hmm. You know what a burrito is? It's a food, yeah. It's kind of like mini foods are wrapped up in something, and then you eat them. And that's what this one is. But this is a baby, a real baby inside of it. So let's read the story. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and...
Pacha.
Pacha?
No, Pachu.
Pachu? Pachu. Mommy and Pachu. And when we look at the very first page, we see a daddy and a mommy and their baby. And the mommy says, Hola, bebe. You're finally here, mi dulce. My sweet. And that's what mi dulce means. This is your home, tu casa. Tu casa. That's how you would say your house in Spanish. Where we promise to keep you safe. And in the picture, we can see the mommy and the daddy, and they are holding the baby. And outside of the house, we can also see a mommy and a daddy. And they have two babies, but they're birds. And they have a bird house. I like it. And we're your parents, tu padres. We are so pleased to meet you, says the mom to her baby. It reminds me of when we brought a certain little boy home from the hospital. And his daddy and I looked at him and thought, oh my goodness, we are his parents. And I said that to you too, tu padres. Everyone's entitled to have some. This is your delightful carita, which I think looks a little bit like mine. And we see his face, don't we? What a cute baby face. And these are your precious manitas. What are manitas? Can you guess from the picture?
Hand.
That's right. All right. And then what's the next thing she sees? His little deditos. What are they?
His feet.
His little toesies, yep, that I can gobble up. Speaking of, are you hungry? ¿Tienes hambre? Oh, that's what that means. ¿Tienes hambre? Means, are you hungry? I thought so. Much better now that you are contenta. I'm going to let you guess. What do you think contenta means in Spanish? Are you content? Yep. Is your tummy happy? And some gentle pats on your back might help too. Ah, perfecto. Mwah. What does that mean? Perfecto.
Perfect.
That's right. So if you are content, you might be feeling perfect. If you are contenta, you might be feeling perfecto. And so here is her daddy, and he's, or the little boy's daddy, baby's daddy, holding him and says, well, you've had a big day.
un gran día.
Un gran día.
The first of many.
So true.
And now it's time for a siesta, which is?
Blanky.
What is a siesta?
Blanket.
You need one to have a siesta. But a siesta is a nap. Nap time. It's rest. So let's wrap you up, my precious gift.
Mi regalo.
Oh. And, ooh, look at this. With a cozy, suave blanket, I tuck it in. Oh, ooh, look at this. Each piernita.
Piernita.
All the little corners have to be tucked in. Each bracito, each little leg, arm, everything's got to be tucked in tightly. Everything except
your head.
That carita, your face. You don't want to cover up a baby's face, do you?
Why not?
But their arms and legs have to be tucked in, don't
Why?
They?
Why?
Because that's how they're the coziest.
Which, on second thought, might look more like your papa's. Oh, do you think? Which baby, which parent do you think this baby looks the most like? Mommy or daddy?
Daddy.
Oh, mi hermosa. My beautiful. Did we mention we love you? We do.
Muchísimo.
I think that means much.
Muchísimo.
I think they do love their baby, don't you think? Looks like they're cuddling him up.
Buenas noches, mi baby burrito,
she says. She smooches him and lays him down. And yeah, there were a lot of really great Spanish words there.
Hola means hello. Bebe means baby. Mi dulce means my sweet. Tu casa is your house. Tus padres is your parents. Carita is your face. Manitas are your hands. Deditos is your little toes. Tienes hambre is are you hungry. Contenta is happy. Perfecto is perfect. Un gran día is your big day. Siesta is your nap. Mi regalo is your gift. Suave means soft. Piernita is your leg. Bracito is your arm. Mi hermosa is your handsome little boy. Hermosa is a girl and hermoso is a boy. And muchísimo is very much. And buenas noches is good night. And that is the end of that story for our little baby burrito, who's not so little anymore. You're a lot bigger now, huh? Yeah, but you are pretty cute still. Mwah. And that is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.